Good afternoon. You've all heard more than enough from me in the last couple of weeks, so hopefully your questions will be directed at some of my fellow ministers.
Good try.
I'll try. At the Ministry of Home Affairs, our focus is on stimulating jobs and economic activity whilst maintaining effective regulatory controls. Obviously, this ministry's recent decision with respect to elimination of term limits has been quite topical, and I perfectly understand that. However, the conversation that we endeavor to have now is one that speaks to the benefits of that decision, and that is Bermuda will now be perceived as a more attractive jurisdiction to do business. As a consequence, this will encourage job retention and put Bermuda back into the consideration set for global economies and global companies looking to establish a presence in an environment that is compatible with their operating model. You've seen our impact assessment, and it should be clear that a balanced and holistic review was taken. Certainly I, as Minister, am committed to addressing the concerns and implementing its recommendations. In fact, implementation plans are in the final stages of development, and I will endeavor to share more in this regard in the coming weeks. Clearly, we are equally committed to ensuring fair employment practices to safeguard Bermudian jobs. The Ministry is therefore taking proactive steps to strengthen legislative penalties as it relates to recruitment. It is our belief that this will deter employers from engaging in any practice that disadvantages Bermudians and the right to be employed in their own country, whether they make an application to an international business company or to a local company. There is an expectation that all qualified Bermudians will be given an equal opportunity. Other economic drivers include the sale of real estate to Bermudians and non-Bermudians alike. This results in home renovations, which stimulate the construction sector, creating further economic opportunities, and so barriers such as licenses for mixed couples, a Bermudian and non-Bermudian spouse, will be removed, and other safeguards will be put in place to prevent fronting and other unwholesome activities. Let me take this opportunity today to say this. Many sentiments have been expressed with respect to the term limit decision-making process. The people of Bermuda elected this government to make tough decisions and put Bermuda back on track. This decision may cause some people to exploit feelings of suspicion and resentment, but their actions cannot be allowed to deter us from setting Bermuda on a course for renewed success. We are open for business, and we must do more than just saying so. You'll have seen the number of other initiatives that will be coming in terms of work permits and more policies in relation to increasing opportunities for Bermudians. I'm happy to answer any questions at the end about that. Thank you.